Ever found yourself staring at a seemingly insurmountable problem, feeling overwhelmed and ready to give up? You're not alone. Whether it's improving your grades, advancing your career, or pursuing personal dreams, we all face challenges that can feel beyond our capabilities. What if there was a simple, systematic approach to tackle any problem life throws your way? Ken Watanabe's Problem Solving 101 offers exactly that, a straightforward methodology originally designed for Japanese schoolchildren that became so powerful it unexpectedly topped Japan's business bestseller list in 2007. The book has been endorsed by business leaders worldwide and is frequently cited in MBA programs for its elegant simplicity. What makes this approach revolutionary isn't complexity, but accessibility. These are the same techniques used by top consulting firms like McKinsey, but distilled into a framework anyone can apply, regardless of age or experience. Problem solving isn't an innate talent possessed by a lucky few. It's a learnable skill and mindset available to everyone. The term problem-solving kid doesn't refer to actual children, but rather to individuals who approach challenges with a particular mentality. These people don't give up when faced with obstacles. Instead, they think independently, make decisions methodically, and live proactively rather than reactively. They view setbacks as temporary and challenges as opportunities for growth, maintaining an experimental mindset that values learning over immediate success. What separates problem-solving kids from others is their balanced approach to thinking and acting. They identify root causes before jumping to solutions, often using techniques like the 5 Whys method to dig deeper into issues. They set specific, measurable goals rather than vague aspirations, breaking down large objectives into manageable steps. When faced with setbacks, they maintain positive attitudes by reframing challenges as learning opportunities. Their action plans include clear milestones, deadlines, and contingency strategies. They execute promptly but thoughtfully, regularly adjusting their approach based on feedback and results. Perhaps most importantly, they learn equally from both successes and failures, maintaining detailed records of what works and what doesn't. This approach stands in stark contrast to 4 ineffective problem-solving personalities we might recognize in ourselves or others. There's Miss Sai, who gives up immediately with statements like, "I'll never be able to do that," or "It's too hard," allowing fear of failure to prevent any meaningful attempt. Mr. Critic excels at finding flaws in others' ideas, but never takes action himself, often using phrases like, "That won't work because," without offering alternatives. Miss Dreamer loves creating grand ideas but never implements them, getting lost in perfect scenarios while avoiding the messy work of execution. And Mr. Go-Getter takes immediate action without planning or considering root causes, often solving the wrong problem entirely and wasting resources on misguided solutions. While Miss Sai circles endlessly at the starting point, paralyzed by self-doubt and perceived limitations, Mr. Critic shoots down potential paths forward with analytical precision but no constructive input. Miss Dreamer just stares longingly at the goal, crafting elaborate plans that never leave the drawing board. And Mr. Go-Getter runs frantically in wrong directions, mistaking motion for progress. In contrast, problem-solving kids thoughtfully and effectively work toward their objectives, combining analysis with action, planning with execution, and persistence with flexibility. The difference isn't intelligence or resources, it's approach. They understand that effective problem-solving requires a balance of thinking and doing, planning and executing, reflecting and adapting. One of the most powerful aspects of becoming a systematic problem solver is how quickly your capabilities can grow. Problem-solving skills evolve exponentially because they generate constant feedback through action, learning valuable lessons from both successes and failures. Meanwhile, those who never take action remain stagnant, never improving their situation or skills. This feedback loop creates a compounding effect where each solved problem builds confidence and provides insights for tackling future challenges. Consider this illuminating example. Three fruit stand owners approach business improvement differently. Alex makes modest 1% monthly improvements to his business through minor tweaks like slightly better product placement. Bianca achieves 5% monthly growth by implementing customer feedback and optimizing her supply chain. Cliff implements systematic changes that yield 10% monthly improvements, including data-driven inventory management, strategic partnerships with local farmers, and innovative marketing campaigns. After 3 years, the differences are staggering. Alex sells 143 watermelons monthly, Bianca sells 579, but Cliff sells an astounding 3,900 watermelons, 22 times more than Alex. This compounding effect demonstrates how small, consistent improvements create dramatic long-term differences. The same principle applies to problem-solving skills. As you tackle increasingly complex challenges successfully, your capabilities expand beyond personal problems to potentially shaping environments, leading teams, building organizations, or even addressing global issues. Each success builds upon previous achievements, creating a foundation for handling more significant challenges. The four essential steps that form the foundation of effective problem solving are deceptively simple but require rigorous application. 1. Understanding the current situation thoroughly. This means gathering comprehensive data, seeking multiple perspectives, and questioning assumptions. For example, a business leader might combine customer surveys, financial metrics, and employee feedback to gain a complete picture. 2. Identifying the root cause. Look beyond surface-level symptoms to find underlying issues. Using techniques like the 5 whys or cause and effect diagrams helps reveal fundamental problems rather than temporary fixes. 3. Developing an effective action plan. Create detailed, measurable steps with clear ownership and timelines. The plan should address the root cause while considering available resources and potential obstacles. 4. Executing until the problem is solved. Maintain focus and persistence through challenges, adjusting the approach based on feedback and results. This includes regular progress monitoring and course correction when needed. This process requires both analytical thinking and decisive action. Neither alone is sufficient. Successful problem solvers combine careful analysis with swift implementation, learning from each iteration to refine their approach. They also develop pattern recognition skills, allowing them to apply solutions from one domain to challenges in another, further accelerating their growth and effectiveness. Just as doctors diagnose patients before prescribing treatment, effective problem solvers identify root causes before developing solutions. This diagnostic approach prevents wasting time and resources on addressing symptoms rather than underlying issues. Without proper diagnosis, solutions often become expensive band-aids that temporarily mask problems while allowing fundamental issues to persist and potentially worsen. Consider a student whose math grades are declining. Rather than making vague statements like, "I need to study harder," or taking drastic measures like quitting extracurricular activities, a problem-solving kid would analyze which specific math topics are causing trouble. They might discover it's only geometry, specifically trapezoid area, cylinder volume, and the Pythagorean theorem, rather than algebra or arithmetic. With this precise understanding, they can develop targeted solutions like adjusting study methods for those specific topics, seeking specific YouTube tutorials, or requesting extra help from teachers on these particular concepts. One powerful tool for identifying root causes is the logic tree, which helps visualize problems by breaking them down into categories without overlap or omission. For example, if you're trying to increase pepper flow from a shaker, branches might include increasing top surface area or increasing pepper output per area through more holes or larger holes. Secondary branches could explore material choices affecting flow, metal versus plastic, hole patterns, circular versus grid, or even pepper granule size considerations. This systematic approach expands thinking beyond obvious solutions and ensures no potential avenue is overlooked. Another useful diagnostic tool is the yes-no tree, which organizes possibilities through sequential yes-no questions. Each answer leads either to a conclusion or another question, helping narrow down potential causes efficiently. For instance, to diagnose why someone overslept, questions might include, "Did the alarm go off?" and "Did I hear it?" until reaching possible explanations like a broken alarm, volume too low, or simply being too tired to wake up. This method can be particularly effective in technical troubleshooting, customer service scenarios, or any situation requiring systematic elimination of possibilities. The 5 Whys technique complements these tools by pushing deeper into cause and effect relationships. By asking why repeatedly, you can trace surface problems to their fundamental causes. For example, if a car won't start, asking why multiple times might reveal a chain. Car won't start, battery is dead, alternator isn't charging, alternator belt broke, belt wasn't replaced during scheduled maintenance, maintenance schedule wasn't followed, no system for tracking maintenance exists. Effective diagnosis also requires gathering accurate data and avoiding confirmation bias. This means collecting both quantitative measurements, like test scores or performance metrics, and qualitative information, such as user feedback or personal observations, while remaining open to evidence that might contradict initial assumptions. Documentation of the diagnostic process can prove valuable for future reference and pattern recognition across similar problems. Let's see these principles in action through the story of the Mushroom Lovers, a high school rock band struggling with poor concert attendance. Despite improving their musical skills considerably over 3 years, their monthly performances at the school gymnasium consistently draw only 10-15 people, leaving band founder Miss Mushroom disappointed and frustrated. Band members Eggplant and Tofu apply a systematic problem-solving approach to address this challenge. First, they create a logic tree examining 3 potential causes. People aren't aware the concerts exist, people know but don't want to attend, or people attended once but didn't return. They initially hypothesize that awareness is their main issue, estimating only 5% of students know about their shows. To test this hypothesis, they collect data through a school-wide survey and follow-up interviews. The results surprise them. 30% of students are actually aware of the concerts, far more than the estimated 5%, but only 10% of those aware have ever attended. Additionally, while they assumed all attendees would return for future shows, the actual retention rate is 80%. Through interviews, they discover people aren't attending because they don't know what kind of music the band plays or how good they are, the showtime conflicts with schedules, and some simply aren't interested in music. Those who stopped coming complained that the band kept playing the same songs, causing boredom. Armed with this understanding of the root causes, Eggplant and Tofu develop numerous potential solutions, including performing in classrooms, creating promotional posters, using the school radio, making CDs, building a website, changing the concert time, refreshing their set list, and adding entertainment between songs. To prioritize these ideas, they create a matrix with 2 axes: potential impact, high to low, and ease of implementation, easy to hard. They further enhance their plan by seeking help from classmates with complementary skills, asking the artistically talented John Octopus to create posters, and finding tech-savvy students to help with the website. The result? Their next concert draws 200 people, a dramatic improvement from their previous 10-15 attendees. By systematically identifying and addressing the true causes of their attendance problem rather than making assumptions, the Mushroom Lovers transform their concerts from disappointing to wildly successful. Problem-solving kids achieve seemingly impossible dreams by breaking them down into smaller, manageable milestones. Rather than being overwhelmed by the distance between their current situation and ultimate goal, they ask themselves what they should accomplish this year, in the next 3 months, or even today. This systematic approach transforms daunting aspirations into concrete action plans through careful analysis and strategic thinking. Consider John Octopus, who dreams of becoming a Hollywood CGI animator and movie director. His immediate challenge is that he doesn't own a computer, a necessary first step toward his dream. He sets a specific goal: to purchase a $500 used Apple computer within 6 months without borrowing money. This represents his first milestone on a longer journey that includes learning animation software, creating a portfolio, and eventually applying to film school. With only $150 in savings and a monthly income of $32 from allowance and dog walking, minus $15 monthly spending, John calculates he'll have just $252 in 6 months, leaving him $248 short. Rather than giving up, he systematically explores ways to close this gap, demonstrating the importance of precise financial planning and goal setting. He creates a detailed spreadsheet tracking every dollar earned and spent, helping him visualize his progress. Using a logic tree, John branches his options into increase income and reduce spending, generating specific ideas under each category. His income branch includes options like tutoring younger students, helping neighbors with yard work, and expanding his dog walking business. The spending branch examines daily purchases, entertainment costs, and potential areas for savings. After eliminating infeasible options, his hypothesis becomes, "I can buy the computer within 6 months if I switch to a higher-paying job, sell some used items, and reduce my discretionary spending." John's spending analysis reveals his hypothesis was partially wrong. His biggest expenses are actually sports drinks, $8 a month, and comic books, $7 a month, not what he initially assumed. By using a decision matrix comparing spending amount against willingness to give up items, he identifies creative solutions like co-purchasing comics with friends and making sports drinks at home, reducing monthly spending from $15 to $5. He discovers that homemade sports drinks cost just 25 cents per serving compared to $2.50 for store-bought ones. For the remaining gap, John finds unused items to sell, including old video games and collectible cards, generating an additional $85. He discovers he can triple his dog walking income by walking three dogs simultaneously instead of one, increasing his monthly earnings from $20 to $60. He also creates a neighborhood flyer advertising his services and uses social media to expand his client base. Through this systematic approach, what initially seemed an impossible goal becomes achievable through a combination of creative thinking and disciplined execution. This methodical problem-solving approach teaches valuable lessons about financial planning, creative solution finding, and the importance of breaking large goals into smaller, manageable steps. John's experience shows how careful analysis, combined with persistence and adaptability, can transform seemingly unreachable dreams into concrete achievements. Problem-solving kids excel at decision-making by carefully considering all options before making choices, rarely experiencing regret afterward. This approach is illustrated through Kiwi, a talented young soccer player seeking to advance her career by studying abroad in Brazil. After getting her parents' permission, with conditions that she balance soccer with academics and choose a school costing less than $3,000 per year, Kiwi initially compares two prestigious Brazilian soccer schools using a simple pros and cons grid. Rio High School, last year's championship winner, seems perfect with its multilingual website, program for foreign students, ideal location, and tuition that exactly meets her budget at $3,000. Amazon High School, the runner-up, appears inferior with only a Portuguese website, no foreign student program, remote location, and tuition exceeding her budget at $5,000. Based on this superficial analysis, Kiwi quickly decides Rio High School is the perfect choice. However, a chance comment from a sports commentator, "A strong team doesn't always equal a great growth environment," prompts her to reconsider her criteria and gather better information. Kiwi consults her coach, who advises prioritizing being surrounded by great players, getting ample playing time, and finding a team that gives opportunities to all players. Through his connections, she learns that while both schools have excellent players, Amazon lets all players participate equally in games, whereas Rio only plays their starters. Amazon's coaches also spend more face time with players, making it clearly superior for soccer development. Similarly, when investigating the cultural immersion aspect, Kiwi discovers that Rio's program for foreign students actually creates an American bubble, with 30-plus American students isolating themselves from locals. For true language and cultural immersion, Amazon would be far superior, despite lacking a formal program for foreigners. After gathering this information and completing a detailed evaluation chart, Amazon emerges as clearly superior for both soccer development and cultural immersion. The only remaining barrier is the tuition cost. Just as she's losing hope, an unexpected opportunity arises when Nike offers to sponsor her education completely. This case illustrates the importance of challenging initial assumptions, gathering thorough information, and evaluating options against well-considered criteria rather than making quick judgments based on superficial factors. Throughout these case studies, we've seen several powerful tools that form the problem solver's toolkit, each serving distinct yet complementary purposes in tackling complex challenges. 1. Logic trees help break down problems into categories without overlap or omission, expanding thinking beyond obvious solutions. For example, when analyzing declining sales, branches might include product issues, market conditions, competition, and internal processes. Each branch can then be further divided into specific, actionable elements. 2. Yes-no trees organize possibilities through sequential questions, efficiently narrowing down potential causes. This tool is particularly effective in technical troubleshooting or diagnosis scenarios, where each answer leads to a more specific line of inquiry. For instance, in IT support, questions might flow from "Is the device powered on?" to increasingly specific technical checks. 3. Hypothesis pyramids structure thinking by stating a main goal supported by specific how conditions. For example, if the goal is increase market share, supporting elements might include expand distribution channels, enhance product features, and optimize pricing strategy, each with its own subset of specific actions. 4. Prioritization matrices help decide which actions to implement first based on potential impact and ease of implementation. These typically plot initiatives on a 2x2 grid, identifying quick wins, high impact, low effort, versus major projects, high impact, high effort, and helping teams allocate resources effectively. 5. Pros and cons grids identify positive and negative aspects of each option, weighted by importance. Rather than simple lists, these grids assign numerical weights to factors, enabling more objective comparison. For instance, in a career decision, factors like salary might be weighted more than office location. 6. Criteria and evaluation charts. Establish evaluation criteria, determine their importance, and systematically evaluate options. These charts are particularly valuable for group decision-making, as they make the evaluation process transparent and reduce subjective bias. These tools share common principles. They organize thinking, identify gaps in information, prompt important questions about priorities, and potentially reveal ways to improve otherwise flawed options. When used together, they create a comprehensive approach to problem-solving. The problem-solving approach follows a consistent pattern across different scenarios. 1. Understand the current situation thoroughly before jumping to solutions. This includes gathering data, interviewing stakeholders, and documenting the problem's scope and impact. 2. Identify root causes rather than addressing symptoms. Use techniques like the 5 whys or cause and effect diagrams to dig deeper into underlying issues. 3. Generate multiple potential solutions without immediately judging feasibility. Encourage creative thinking and consider unconventional approaches. Aim for at least 5 to 7 distinct options. 4. Evaluate options systematically, using appropriate criteria. Consider both quantitative metrics, cost, time, resources, and qualitative factors, risk, stakeholder acceptance, and long-term sustainability. 5, develop a detailed implementation plan with specific actions, timelines, resource requirements, and accountability measures. 6, execute while remaining flexible enough to adjust as needed. Establish regular checkpoints to monitor progress and make necessary course corrections. This systematic approach transforms seemingly impossible challenges into achievable goals, whether you're trying to fill a concert venue, save for a computer, or choose the right school to pursue your dreams. The key is to trust the process and use the appropriate tools for each stage of problem solving, while remaining adaptable to new information and changing circumstances. Beyond specific techniques, problem solving represents a life philosophy, a proactive approach to shaping your destiny rather than accepting circumstances as they are. Like Gandhi, who transformed civil disobedience into a powerful tool for change, Martin Luther King Jr., who reimagined racial equality through peaceful resistance, and Eleanor Roosevelt, who redefined the role of First Lady to advocate for human rights, great problem solvers constantly seek to improve their environment and bring out the best in themselves and others. Modern exemplars like Steve Jobs demonstrated this mindset by revolutionizing multiple industries through relentless innovation and questioning of status quo. This mindset involves spending less time worrying and more time taking action, transforming anxiety into productive steps forward. Instead of isolation, problem solvers actively seek mentorship and diverse perspectives, recognizing that collective wisdom often surpasses individual insight. They constantly challenge their thinking processes, examining biases and predetermined conclusions that might limit their vision. This includes regular self-reflection sessions, actively seeking contrary evidence to their beliefs, and maintaining intellectual humility. The impact of any plan depends on both its effectiveness and the quality of execution. A brilliant strategy poorly implemented will fail, just as excellent execution of a flawed plan leads nowhere. Problem solvers understand this dual requirement and focus equally on developing sound strategies and building robust implementation systems. They create detailed action plans, establish clear metrics for success, and develop feedback mechanisms to track progress. Real life rarely goes exactly as planned, so flexibility and resilience are crucial. When facing setbacks, problem solvers view them as data points rather than failures. They analyze what went wrong, adjust their approach, and try again with renewed insight. This might mean pivoting strategies, seeking additional resources, or completely reframing the problem. For instance, when Thomas Edison faced thousands of failed attempts at creating the light bulb, he famously viewed each failure as successfully identifying another approach that wouldn't work. By mastering these straightforward problem-solving techniques, you gain more than just practical tools. You develop a mindset that transforms how you approach every aspect of life. Problems become opportunities for growth and innovation, obstacles become stepping stones to greater understanding, and dreams become achievable goals through systematic approach and persistent effort. Whether you're a student struggling with academics, a professional facing workplace challenges, or someone with ambitious personal goals, these approaches can help you take control of your circumstances and shape your world for the better. The problem solver's mindset becomes a lens through which you view challenges as temporary states waiting for creative solutions rather than permanent roadblocks.